Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to one of my favorite people in the world, not only because of who she is, but what she does. Terry Jordy is Senior Executive Vice President, not just a regular Executive Vice President, Senior Executive Vice President, and Chief of Staff at the Independent Community Bankers of America. Community Bankers, folks, you know how much I love Community Bankers, and she is a great member of our Brain Trust, and she's here to talk about one of my favorite organizations, groups of folks in the world, Community Bankers. Terry Jordy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And
Thank you.
Thanks again. Thank you for all the hard work that you guys do to support Community Bankers. Any small business that has been around a while knows that Community Bankers are the best friend of a small business. My community bank is my business's best friend, and we appreciate all the work that you guys do.
Well, thank you so much, and I think, as you know, I actually came out of the banking industry. I was a community banker for many, many years out in North Dakota, and so I've been out here in Washington the last 2.5 years, and it's an interesting place to be, let me tell you.
It's not like North Dakota, is it?
No, we're not in Kansas anymore.
That's exactly right. So talk to the audience about in case there's someone listening who might not have had the community bank experience. Tell the audience the difference between a community bank and a big bank.
Well, sure. In fact, I think a lot of listeners probably don't even really understand that there are still about 7,000 community banks spread in every corner of the country. You know, when people live in big cities, they see their local big bank branch, and they think that that's all there is. But community banks are in every city, in every rural area in the country, and their whole business model is based on relationships. They're proliferant small business lenders. In fact, they make about 60% of all of the small business loans that are made in the country, because they're able to take the time to get to know their customer. They get, they know the relationship.
It's relationship banking. That's what's,
absolutely.
That's the hallmark of community banks, Terry, is relationships. And I'm telling you, I am a classic. I am absolutely a case study in relationship banking, because my community banker believed in me at times when I didn't believe in myself.
Well, sure, they take the time to get to know your business model, and during the course of your business cycle, you're going to have good times, and you're going to have times when things aren't going to go that well. And the community banker sticks with you because they understand what you're all about, and they know what your focus is.
I am standing in an office, my office that I've owned for 20 years, that I was visiting my banker one time, my community banker, and I didn't really have the ability to put this deal together. And he said, "What are you up to?" I said, "Well, I need to move out of my rental rent office, and I'd like to buy a place so I could, own the real estate where I work." And he said, "You found a place?" I said, "Yeah, I kind of have. I found a place that I think I'd like to get, but I'm not sure I'm put it together." And he said, "I'll loan you the money."
Yeah, he believed in you.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Well, and that's a wonderful story, and that kind of story is repeated tens of thousands of times across the country, and that's why we have such an entrepreneurial spirit in our country, is because community bankers have been there to help invest in the dreams of small businesses in their local economies.
Well, I tell my audience all the time that if you're not, I don't blame businesses for having more than one banking relationship. In fact, I recommend that they have a couple. But your primary, if you're a small business, your primary bank relationship must be with a community banker, because that's where when you get into trouble, when you need somebody, when the chips are down, the only people who are going to be there when that happens, and I've seen this with my clients when I was a consultant to small business, and I've seen it with myself. The only people who are going to be there with you when the chips are down is a community bank.
Well, and I think it's important to understand that community banks need to invest in their local communities, because that's what supports them, too. They have that symbiotic relationship.
That's exactly right.
And they don't survive without each other.
And they do that. ICBA.org, right?
That's correct, yes.
So there are some challenges that independent community bankers have right now, folks, especially as a result of what happened in 2008. When we come back, we're going to get Terry to help us with that, and maybe you can help them with that, and if you help them, that'll turn in turn will help you. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Terry Jordy is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.